train, run this track. Fare you well. We'll be right back.
Nobody ever gonna love you. Oh, yeah. when you're walking around the world, babe. You said you're trying to look for the end of the road. You might find out later that the road will end in Detroit. Part of the road will even end in Kathmandu. You could go all around the world trying to find something to do with your life, babe. When you only gotta do one thing well, you only gotta do one thing well to make it in this world, babe. You got a woman waiting for you there. All you ever gotta do is be a good man one time to one woman, and that'll be the end of the road, babe.
Yeah. beside a legendary fountain, till I see your form reflected in its clear and chill waters. If you think I'm ready, you may lead me to the castle where the rivers of our vision flow into one another.
Boom, boom. Peace. It works.
Are you working, DJ Doug?
Am I working? No, I'm just sitting here.
Are you functioning?
Yeah, it's kind of weird, actually. I'm a little antsy because I'm so used to doing everything.
Yeah.
It's nice, but...
But you're helping.
Yeah, yeah. Little Hiss Muffet is leading the show tonight. I'm just kind of...
I'm DJ Little Hiss Muffet, and I'm in the driver's seat tonight.
I'm DJ Doug, and I'm, training, I guess you could
say.
He's
being a backseat driver. But
a needed backseat driver.
Yeah. DJ Doug has a little bit of a gimpy hand situation, but it's okay tonight because it's motivating me to get confident being in the driver's seat.
Breaking up that dog fight.
Here we are, Monday night. Whatever. Is it Monday, July 8th? In the mission.
You know, I used to say what DJ, date it was on shows. I forgot how to do that anymore.
DJ Little Hiss Muffet, DJ Doug. Yeah. You're listening to Radio Valencia in the beautiful Mission District of San Francisco, California.
Yeah.
So, we just finished a listening to a set there that I'm going to kind of call the Dad Rock set because... many of those songs and actually a handful of those albums that we just listened to were actually albums that I, I'm not going to say inherited because that's too much of a generous term. My dad likes to insist that I swiped them from him in cold blood, but I'm just like, dude, you don't listen to them, man. Like, you don't really listen to your records. And I do.
Like a Truman Capote shit. No.
Yeah, but I'm just like, they're in a good home, and they're being listened to and appreciated, not just in my home, but over the airwaves of Radio Valencia. So, anyway, that was our little Dad Rock set that we just completed. And so let's go over that. So we started off, DJ Doug, you played the first two songs.
I think so, yeah.
So what was that?
I forgot to type them in.
Oh, you did. Okay, so why don't you tell us the first couple songs, and it's actually kind of a good story, so.
The first one was a 33 7-inch. It's a live version of Maggot Brain. I don't actually know the name of the record. It's sitting right there, but I'm being lazy.
Yeah, no, it's right over here. So far away.
I know. It's a live version of Maggot Brain that I heard being blared on the street about 2 hours ago. And some guy was selling records, and I gave him money, and he pulled it off his turntable and gave it to me, and I brought it here.
Yeah, that guy, I don't know, his name's Moses, and I've seen him a couple times. Moses.
He goes by Mo, too.
No. Oh, I don't know. He introduced himself to me as Moses.
I just wonder. A friend of mine named Moses.
He hangs out on... I've seen him a couple times now on 23rd and Guerrero, hanging out in front of Mr. Liquor. And has this little setup.
I've seen him before.
Spinning and selling vinyl out of his car.
He was cranking that song. It was like his speakers were like fluttering.
Yeah.
And I was walking across the street and I knew I had to buy it.
Yeah. And he has some good records. I bought a really awesome early 80s DRI bootleg from him, I don't know, several months ago when he was out there. So yeah, he's a character, but he does sell some cool ass records. So
after Parliament, Maggot Brain Live, played a random track off my computer. It was Stone Roses Made of Stone from the first Stone Roses record.
Nice.
Some, 80s mellow dance music. I don't know what you call that stuff.
Sure.
Whatever. The band that Oasis ripped off.
The Beatles?
Oh, the Stone Roses and the Beatles.
Oh. Yeah.
They ripped them both off, I think, equally.
Okay. Cool.
Fuck Oasis.
Oh, don't get me started. I don't know. It's like...
They're the British version of 90s voice.
Yeah, well, and like... And, like, a lot of the bands from that era are experiencing a, like, Gen Z revival.
Gross. They're stuck-up bastards. And, no one should buy anything.
Yeah, but like I said, just, like, a lot of the, like, the bands that were popular when I was coming of age, not that I necessarily listened to. Like I said, I was never an Oasis fan. I'd like to...
I have, like, two records.
I'd like to say that right now.
And I think the greatest band ever.
Yeah, a lot of the Gen Z kids are, like, listening to a lot of the stuff that was popular when I was coming of age. And, I mean, I guess that's just kind of how it is. Like, you know, things cycle through with generations and popularity. Like I said, I just played the Dad Rock set, so... but I'm just like, dude, I'm like, Korn.